A 10% federal tax on airline tickets ends at midnight tomorrow. It expired once before for a few months at the beginning of 1996, and airlines split the savings with consumers. But the tax helps pay for the air traffic control system, and so Congress decided to renew it. Now the major airlines are lobbying hard to change the tax or let it expire permanently. And if they're successful, this time they may not pass the savings on to air travelers. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
When you buy a ticket for a domestic flight, the federal government charges a sort of sales tax. It adds 10% to the price. But on New Year's Day, the ticket tax disappears. Airlines can pass the savings on to you, or they can collect extra profits. Travel agents say it depends which airline you fly and also when you fly it.
I'm verifying this as we speak on a computer. See? United States tax? Tax United States? U.S.? Zero.
Mike Ben Mohammed of Skyway Travel in Washington remembers when the tax expired on New Year's Day, 1996, in the midst of a budget fight between Congress and President Clinton.
Oh, yes. When the government ran out, the budget deadline passed and they couldn't agree on a budget, so the 10% United States tax was not imposed anymore. So it was 10% cheaper for the customers for about a week or two. And then the airline find a way to raise the price 10%, bring it back to the consumer the same price.
Industry representatives concede the airlines kept much of the tax break for themselves. Congress finally reimposed the tax, but only temporarily. Now it expires again. And Mike Ben Mohammed's computer screen shows that, once again, airlines may or may not share the tax break with you.
Let's say American Airlines, they go nonstop.
An American Airlines ticket from D.C. to Chicago, purchased for December with no advance purchase, cost $550. After the new year,
they charge you one way $500, 500, not 550.
They actually knocked off 10%. They actually have for January 2nd for that one-way standard fare.
Exactly.
But tap a few more computer keys and you learn that the major airlines have increased other fares. On discount tickets, which you buy 2 or 3 weeks in advance, prices will rise 10%. That's exactly the amount of the expiring tax. You get no savings. Airlines make millions. And it could be many months before Congress brings back the ticket tax, if it ever does. American Airlines spokesman Chris Chimes says 7 major airlines, also including Delta and United, believe the tax is unfair.
We, American Airlines, plus a number of other airlines, would like to see the ticket tax go away and replaced by a user fee-based system by which airlines would be charged for their use of the air traffic control system on a more equitable basis.
Remember, the 10% ticket tax is based on ticket prices. Older airlines like American often charge high prices, so they're stuck with high taxes. Low-cost carriers like Southwest pay lower taxes, which makes their cheap tickets even cheaper. Major airlines are lobbying Congress to shift more costs onto the discount airlines. Not surprisingly, Southwest Vice President Ron Ricks is lobbying to keep the tax system exactly as it is.
Whatever amount of money the government needs can be raised more efficiently, more painlessly, and at less expense through the current excise tax system than converting over to some complicated, convoluted, difficult-to-understand user tax formula.
While this dispute continues, there is no aviation tax, and the government will lose about $500 million per month. The tax money is supposed to pay for flight safety. It supports the Federal Aviation Administration, which has to pay air traffic controllers and buy their equipment. FAA Associate Administrator Monty Belger says the agency is struggling to modernize without any long-term source of funding.
I worry that the FAA will not be able to keep up with an aviation industry that's growing very fast, with an aviation industry that is making enormous progress in automation areas in terms of what's being put on board aircraft.
The FAA is not in danger of shutting down January 1st. It has a trust fund, which could last until mid to late summer. Congress may need at least that long to work out the fight among the airlines. So even the companies that lose the lobbying battle will be able to celebrate an industry-wide tax break totaling several billion dollars. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.